みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story, Lesson 36. Opinionated Japanese. Hi, my name is Eric and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, Eric-san.
Konnichiwa, Naomi-sensei.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say whether you understand something or not.
Ga wakarimasu and ga wakarimasen sentence structure.
And you'll also learn how to say whether something was difficult or not. This conversation takes place
on campus. 大学ですね。
The conversation is between?
Ryu and Shizuka.
It seems they're talking about language study. These speakers haven't quite become friends yet, so they'll be using
formal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
ちょっとわかります。でも、中国語の発音は難しいですね。日本語は難しかったですか？
まだ難しいですよ。あ、でも漢字は難しくなかったです。簡単でした。
あ、いけない。それじゃあまた。とても楽しかったです。あ、これ、私の電話番号とメールアドレスです。連絡くださいね。
え？あ、はい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
中国語がわかりますか？
ちょっとわかります。でも中国語の発音は難しいですね。日本語は難しかったですか？
まだ難しいですよ。あ、でも漢字は難しくなかったです。簡単でした。
あ、いけない。それじゃ、また。とても楽しかったです。あ、これ、私の電話番号とメールアドレスです。連絡くださいね。
え？あ、はい。
今度は英語が入ります。
中国語がわかりますか？
Do you know Chinese?
ちょっとわかります。
A little?
でも、中国語の発音は難しいですね。
But Chinese pronunciation is really hard.
日本語は難しかったですか？
Was learning Japanese difficult?
まだ難しいですよ。
It still is difficult.
あ、でも漢字は難しくなかったです。
Oh, but kanji wasn't hard.
簡単でした。
It was easy.
あ、いけない。それじゃあまた。
Uh-oh. Well, I'll see you later.
とても楽しかったです。
I had fun.
あ、これ、私の電話番号とメールアドレスです。
Here's my phone number and email address.
連絡くださいね。
Contact me sometime.
え？あ、はい。
Huh? Oh, okay.
So Shizuka gave you her phone number and email address.Right? I bet it happened to you very often, Eric.
Yeah, you know me. No, just kidding. But yeah, and you know what? As long as you're not a hermit, you know, it sort of happens. Right? Because every time you go out and you meet new people through friends, you know, you sort of end up having a huge infrared data sharing session. You know what I mean?
何それ? What is that? Ah, you mean 赤外線?
Right. You know, like on the cell phones. Yeah, and by the way, 赤外線 is the infrared port on most Japanese cell phones.And I don't know about other countries' cell phone systems, but in Japan, you usually exchange phone numbers, email addresses, and other data, like, for example, photos, using the infrared port. And that way, you don't have to write it down. It's pretty convenient.
でも, they're doing it manually in this lesson.
Right. You and Shizuka are doing it the old school way. It's very classic.
そうね.
And that means they're actually going to become friends. Because if you take the trouble to actually write down all the digits of the number, you're onto something good.
そうですね.
Onto the vocabulary.
次は単語です.
The first word is?
分かります.
To understand. To know.
分かります. 分かります.
The next word is?
発音.
Pronunciation.
発音. 発音.
The next word is?
漢字.
Chinese characters. 漢字.
漢字. 漢字.
The next word is?
Mail address.
Email address.
Mail address. Mail address.
And the last word is?
連絡.
Communication. Contact.
連絡. 連絡.
All right, so let's talk about some of these words. What's the first one we have today?
Mail address.
Ah, email address.
はい.
You know what, Nami-sensei? This word sounds a lot like mail address, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to point out that this is only about email, right? It's not about your actual...
Snail mail.
Right, right. Your snail mail, your post office, you know, address, your real address of wherever you live. It's not mail. It's email, right?
そうです.
That's what they're talking about. But you just say, for convenience, mail. But in general, I think that Japanese people think this word is too long. So most of them use like a short version of this word.
そうですね. Such as メルアド, メアド, or メール.
Huh. So, メルアド, メアド, or メール?
はい.
Which one do you use, Naomi-sensei?
I think I use メール. メアド and メルアド sounds too young to me.
What are you saying, Naomi-sensei?
I'm getting old.
No, what are you talking about? It's about convenience. It's not about style or coolness. You know, I think I use メアド because it's...
So,
yeah, it's pretty easy to say.
Many of my friends use メアド or メルアド, but yeah, I prefer メール.
You got to get on it, Naomi-sensei. But anyway, the next word is...
連絡.
Communication, contact. And so how will we say to contact as a verb?
メールをします.
To contact.
連絡をします. Or 連絡します.
By putting します or... をします after some noun, you can turn it into a verb.
そうです。今夜連絡しますね。
I'll contact you tonight. You know, it could be by email, phone, telegram.
Smoke signals, telepathy.
Whoa, Naomi-sensei.
The point is, you can't tell their method by 連絡します.
Ah,
could be anything.
Could be anything. Like, you know, how we often communicate by telepathy. In the dialogue, Shizuka said,
連絡ください。
Please contact me.
Of course, she could have said, メール ください or 電話 ください.
Right, to make it more specific. So on to the grammar point.
次は文法です.
So in this lesson, you're going to learn how to say, I understand. Actually, we've already introduced the verb to understand, right?
そうです。わかります is affirmative and negative is わかりません.
I don't understand. And what we're going to introduce here is the がわかります sentence pattern. Okay, the object that you understand is marked by the particle が.
日本語がわかります.
I understand Japanese.
中国語がわかります.
I understand Chinese. And if you're Japanese or Chinese is at a newbie level, you might want to say, I understand Japanese a little.
In that case, you can use the word ちょっと. ちょっと 日本語がわかります. Or 日本語がちょっとわかります.
I understand Japanese just a little. Of course, the negative form is...
わかりません.
How do you say, I don't understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりません.
How do you ask, do you understand Japanese?
日本語がわかりますか?
Do you understand English?
English in Japanese is 英語. So, 英語がわかりますか?
And how do you just say, do you understand?
わかりますか?
Could be about anything.
はい.
All right, our second grammar point is...
難しかったです.
It was difficult.
And 難しくなかったです.
It wasn't difficult. 難しい means difficult. The conjugation of adjectives into past tense form is all explained in this lesson's PDF, so check it out on JapanesePod101.com. In the dialogue, we have
日本語は難しかったですか?
Was Japanese difficult?
And 漢字は難しくなかったです。
Kanji wasn't difficult.
Yeah, since Liu is Chinese.
Right, he has a leg up on everybody who's not Chinese. Or Korean.
Eric, san, どうですか? How about you, Eric? When you studied Japanese, 何が難しかったですか? What was difficult for you?
やっぱり漢字が難しかったですね。
ああ、そうですか。
はい。漢字 was difficult.
When I studied English, 発音と文法が難しかったです。
I agree.
ね、英語難しいね。日本語も、まあ、時々。
時々。そうですね。But don't worry if the pronunciation is too difficult, because you can use the most powerful tool that we have on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
Yes, this tool is awesome. It's great for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of the conversation again and again.
Yeah, it's great. Just listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. And you just shadow along that, copy exactly what they say, and your pronunciation will improve by leaps and bounds. So on that note, we'll see you next time.
じゃあまた。
中国語がわかりますか?
ちょっとわかります。でも、中国語の発音は難しいですね。日本語は難しかったですか?
まだ難しいですよ。あ、でも漢字は難しくなかったです。簡単でした。
あ、いけない。それじゃあまた。とても楽しかったです。あ、これ、私の電話番号とメールアドレスです。連絡くださいね。
え?あ、はい。